A PDF of additional material accompanies this program. Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Wolf of Investing, My Insider's Playbook for Making a Fortune on Wall Street. Written by Jordan Belfort. Read by the author.
To my amazing wife, Christina, thank you for all your support and patience. Chapter 1, The Story of Fernando and Gordita. Incredible, I thought. My brother-in-law Fernando has got the Midas touch. In reverse. Every investment he touches, every stock, every option, every coin, every token, every bloody NFT, every last one of them turns completely to shit. It was a little after 9 p.m., and I was sitting in the dining room of Fernando's posh Buenos Aires apartment, going through his brokerage statements, when that sad realization came bubbling up into my brain. Simply put, his portfolio was a disaster. Through a series of bad trades and ill-timed investments, Fernando had lost 97% of his equity over the last 2 months, leaving his current account balance at a paltry $3,000. The rest of his money, just over $97,000, had simply vanished into the air like a fart in the wind. Even worse, the losses had occurred during a time of relative peace and stability in the stock and cryptocurrency markets, which were the two main places where the investments had been made. The implications of this were undeniable and obvious. My brother-in-law had no one to blame but himself. After all, it would have been one thing if the markets Fernando had invested in had crashed or at least gone down substantially right after he'd invested in them. That would have accounted for at least some of his losses. In fact, there's an old adage popular on Wall Street about this very scenario. A rising tide lifts all boats. In other words, when the stock market is rising, the price of any stock within the market will tend to rise along with it. And when the stock market is falling, the price of any stock within the market will tend to fall along with it. Of course, the same holds true with every other market as well. The bond market, the commodities market, the cryptocurrency market, the real estate market, the art market, the insurance market, just to name a few. The bottom line is, when any particular market is heavily on the rise, you can basically throw a dart at it and expect to make money. No innate genius, keen sixth sense, or
Sample complete. Ready to continue?